أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم من أجل ذلك كتبنا على بني إسرائيل أنه من قتل نفسا بغير نفس أو فساد في الأرض فكأنما قتل الناس جميعا ومن أحياها فكأنما أحيا الناس جميعا ولقد جاءتهم رسلنا بالبينات ثم إن كثيرا منهم بعد ذلك في الأرض لمسرفون صدق الله العظيم. We discuss ayah number 32 of Surah Al-Ma'idah. In the previous verses, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala had commanded Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَطْلُ عَلَيْهِمْ نَبَأَ بَنِي آدَمَ بِالْحَقِّ, that O Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, recite upon them, upon mankind, the incident of the two sons of Sayyiduna Adam alayhi salatu wa sallam. And then thereafter Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala related the entire incident of Habil and Qabil, how Qabil had killed Habil, etc. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, min ajli dhalik, for that reason. كَتَبْنَا عَلَى بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلِ, we had prescribed upon the Bani Israel, أَنَّهُ مَنْ قَتَلَ نَفْسًا بِغَيْرِ نَفْسٍ أَوْ فَسَادٍ فِي الْأَرْضِ, that certainly that person who kills a soul without any soul in lieu, أَوْ فَسَادٍ فِي الْأَرْضِ, or without any anarchy, any corruption on earth, فَكَأَنَّمَا قَتَلَ النَّاسَ جَمِيعًا, then it is like he had killed the whole of mankind. This murder had taken place, and now the incident before this, Allah Ta'ala spoke about the Bani Israel, Allah Ta'ala spoke about the pledge of the Bani Israel, and now Allah Ta'ala relates this incident, and Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala speaks about Allah Ta'ala's command in the Torah, in the to the Bani Israel, and as a matter of fact, even here in the Quran to the Ummat of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that if one person kills another person without a shari'i right, the shari'i right, number one, somebody, Allah forbid, turned away from Islam, made irtidad, renegated from the deen of Allah. Secondly, a person that was married, male or female, had committed zina. And thirdly, a person killed another person intentionally. Those are the rights of the Shariat that one would have to take the life of someone else. Or somebody caused corruption, anarchy on the land. That verse comes in the next verse, or that hukam, law, comes in the next verse that will be discussed. Then by killing one person, one murderer, one murdered person, it is like killing the whole of mankind. Allama Qurtubi rahmatullah alayhi has given two reasons for this. One is this, that the severity of it insofar as the punishment is concerned. In Surah Nisa we discussed that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, one speaks about Jahannam, one second Allah ta'ala speaks about the ghadab, the wrath of Allah ta'ala, third Allah ta'ala speaks about his la'nat, and then Allah ta'ala says a severe punishment. So, that is the one explanation, that in severity the crime, the punishment of the crime is so great. Secondly is, when a person kills another person, even if murder is rife, he only opened another door of anarchy, another door of murder. And by doing that, it is as though now you have given the license for anyone and everyone to kill anyone and everyone. And in that way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes it clear that one murder is one too much. And hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, it is like destroying the whole of mankind. Now in today's time, we have people in the business world, people will give things on account. And if the person does not pay, the debtor does not pay, then we have this mentality, this mindset of sending out gangsters, mafia, etc., injuring people. This is one door that we are opening towards the door of murder, and Allah Ta'ala save us as an ummah, Allah Ta'ala save us as a community. But these type of things are not acceptable insofar as Islam is concerned. The money is owed, has to be paid, there is no doubt insofar as that is concerned. But going further than that, bodily injury, etc., that is not all acceptable in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَمَنْ أَحْيَاهَا فَكَأَنَّمَا أَحْيَا النَّاسَ جَمِيعًا. And whoever spared a life, then it is like he spared the whole of mankind. How can one person spare the life of another? So the Mufassirin, the commentators, give one simple example. There is a zalim, there is an oppressive person. That oppressive person captures someone, holds someone in his capture. And his intention is to kill the mazloom, to kill the oppressed person. Now one Muslim, one ummati, stands up and he frees the mazloom, the oppressed person, from the oppressor. Freeing him means he has spared his life, and hence in that way it is like he has given life to one person. But giving life to that one person is like giving life to the whole of mankind, simply because now he has opened the door of stopping murder, and he's opened the door of freeing people who had been killed. And in that way, it is appreciated in the eyes of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And then we have the hadith that all murders that take place, then eventually the consequences will be to the son of Adam, to Qabil, because he had actually opened the door. So in this way, ulama have written under this verse that whatever we try to do, try to initiate good. Good practices insofar as the deen is concerned, good practices insofar as the sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam is concerned, become a miftahul khair, become a person that opens the doors of good, and one that would lock the doors of evil, rather than opening the doors of evil and locking the doors of good. وَلَقَدْ جَاءَتْهُمْ رُسُلُنَا بِالْبَيِّنَاتِ. Then Allah Ta'ala says with regards to the Bani Israel that certainly our Rasuls, our messengers had come to them, had gone to them bil bayyinat, with the clear proofs, with the clear signs of the Tawheed of Allah Ta'ala, the rules and regulations of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. We discussed between Sayyiduna Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam and Sayyiduna Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, over 1,000 Anbiya had gone. Between Musa alayhi salatu wasalam and Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, over 1,000 Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam had come to the Bani Israel. But the result of all of that was, ثم إن كثيرا منهم بعد ذلك في الأرض لمسرفون. Then certainly most of them thereafter had transgressed in the land. They exceeded the bounds and the limitations set down by Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And in this way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala terminates this incident of Qabil and Habil. And in this way, Allah ta'ala teaches us the very simple lesson that one life is too much. If one person murders, then he's just opened another door and given license free for others to commit the same. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq. And may Allah ta'ala always keep us amongst those that will open the doors of good and shut the doors of evil. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayka.